This is Tiger Cast, the official podcast of Princeton Athletics. Now here's your host, Craig Saxon.
Welcome to the latest edition of Tiger Cast, entering the last week of March. Final weekend of winter events, a lot of spring events, teams all over the country as we're in spring break. On today's show, we will have senior Gavin McBride of the men's lacrosse team as they get ready for a big Ivy League showdown with Yale Friday afternoon on ESPNU. I will talk about that in a second. First, a reminder, you can subscribe to TigerCast as well as LaxCast. Any post-game audio you could get from basketball, lacrosse, football, anything that we've produced, you can subscribe to them all by searching Princeton Tigers on either iTunes or your favorite podcast device. Become a subscriber and get all of these podcasts directly to your phone or your podcast device. Quick look at the schedule. As I mentioned, teams are all over the country. This is spring break week, so plenty going on. We're not going to list everything because, frankly, there's a ton. We'll hit some highlights. As I mentioned, this is the last week of the winter. That is fencing. Fencing teams at the NCAA championships and, you know, really exciting potential for them this weekend. When you look at the fact that the women are the number one team in the country coming off the Ivy title, the men coming off the shared Ivy title. Now, the fencing is a combined championship weekend. So you can take a maximum of six fencers per gender. The women have six, the men have five, so one less than the absolute maximum you could get. But, you know, real chance for Princeton to do something this weekend. It's a four-day event, Thursday, Friday for the men, Saturday, Sunday for the women. So, you know, when you look at having the number one women's team in the nation, you know, if the men can just keep Princeton close, you could be looking at a really exciting weekend coming up. Also on Thursday, big one for women's water polo is they'll take on the number one ranked USC Trojans. That is an 8 p.m. game Eastern time, 5 o'clock Pacific on the Pac-12 network. Friday, as I mentioned, the game we'll talk about in a minute, men's lacrosse against Yale, 2 p.m. start, ESPNU and ESPN3, other teams all over the country. And then Saturday, the start of the rowing season. And actually, it looks like a nice day on Saturday. So get out to Lake Carnegie in the morning, heavyweights at 8, women's open at 9, and that's a rematch of last year's Ivy Championship showdown between Princeton and Brown. And then the men's lightweights at 10:45, and then again at 5:30, they'll race Navy and Georgetown. As always, check GoPrincetonTigers.com throughout the weekend, PU Tigers on Twitter, full updates on everything that is going on. Okay, let's get to today's interview with Gavin McBride. As I mentioned, senior on the men's lacrosse team, and what a story this team has been already this spring. I thought there was, you know, some real optimism with this team coming into the year. You know, they had the highly touted freshman Michael Sowers, and you don't really know how quickly somebody is going to make an impact their freshman season. In this case, it was immediate. It was pretty clear from the first game that he was going to do something, but it's been a lot of different players, you know, just coming together under, you know, Matt Madelon, the who served as interim coach for the second half of last season, now the head coach. You know, a lot of possibilities for this team. They you know, have the two really stirring wins, the blowout of Johns Hopkins earlier in the year, and then the big win over Penn last weekend, and now they're the highest ranked team nationally in the Ivy League, so a chance to really do something in league play. And, you know, we'll get a good look tomorrow, Friday, on against Yale. Yale, you know, has been kind of the reigning power in the league. I know Brown had the big run last year to the Final Four, but, you know, Yale's been the team that's won a couple of Ivy titles here. They've just consistently found ways to beat Princeton in one-goal games over the last few years. And, you know, for this Princeton team, kind of a chance to establish themselves, you know, you could argue as the Ivy favorite with an impressive win this weekend. As I said, 2 p.m. start, ESPNU, ESPN3 broadcast. And let's hear now from Gavin McBride.
Gavin, at what point
preseason, early game, at what point did you start to sense that this was a different team and that you could turn some heads fairly early in the season?
Honestly, you know, I think it goes back to as early as kind of the fall. It was just a completely different vibe, kind of completely different culture when we came in. You know, Coach Madelon, Coach Marsh, Coach Bernhardt, Coach Tuma have all done a fantastic job, kind of rededicated this team to kind of the weight room. We have a culture of extras, which means kind of getting extra work in. And so I think from kind of a very early stage in the fall, you could kind of tell that guys were bought in and that this was going to be a little bit of a different team.
The Hopkins game, that March 3rd Hopkins game on ESPNU, I mean, nobody goes into a game thinking they're going to lose, but were you even a little surprised? Like, was there a moment in that game when you're kind of in the middle of that, I believe it was a 10-goal run, that you were like, wow, even I can't believe that this is happening the way it's happening?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things about sports is, like, you know, you have to play the game. Like, whatever two teams, however maybe different they are on paper, or how highly ranked one team is, or, you know, I mean, you got to play the game to figure out what's going to happen. So, you know, we came in there with that attitude. Like, we're just as good as anybody we're going to play. And I think maybe towards the end of the second quarter, Charlie Durbin scored a fantastic goal on kind of a transition opportunity. And we went up 10-2 right at the end of the half. And it was kind of, we went into locker room at halftime, like, kind of, okay, things kind of went our way in the first half there a little bit. But I don't think we ever have found ourselves shocked at any point this year of kind of the early success we've had.
Did it solidify anything, though? I mean, did it, I don't know, either justify some early optimism, or did it raise your own standards for yourselves, or was it just kind of part of the process and part of how this season has gone?
Yeah, I think the latter there. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of been part of the process. You know, we say the most important game is the next game. So for us, the most important game of our season right now is Friday, 2:00 at home against Yale. And that's the attitude we'll take throughout the remainder of the year. So yeah, it's just kind of like a next game up, next play mentality. So just part of the process.
You know, when you went through, you know, the coaching situation last year and Matt Madelon takes over and is the interim coach, and, you know, you had to know that there were people on the outside who viewed this as maybe an opportunity for a program like Princeton that had, you know, won 6 national titles to just kind of start over and clean house and just say, this is the new foundation. What don't people know about Coach Madelon? And has he been, are there differences between him as an interim coach and now him as the guy, the clear head coach?
I don't think there's anything too different. I mean, Coach Madelon is one of the greatest coaches I've ever played for. He cares about us as individuals and cares about us as young adults more as much as any coaches I've ever played for. And you feel that as a player, when you feel that the person that's your head coach and the person that's in charge would do absolutely anything for you, on the field, off the field, whatever it may be, you give that back and you feel like you can give that person your all and your max effort. So I think that's really his greatest strength, is how he connects with us.
I'm going to go back to the early part of your career. You played at Haverford. You played for this incredible high school program. You come to Princeton and you play 6 games as a freshman. You don't score a point. How do you go through and certainly you're not the only freshman to deal with that in lacrosse or a number of other sports, but how do you go through a year like that and not lose complete confidence in your ability in that sport?
I think it did the kind of the opposite. I mean, I'm a very competitive individual, and we all are. To get to mm-hmm. a place like Princeton, you have to be a super competitive individual. So when something like that happens, it lights a fire under you, and it only kind of causes you to work harder and to try to get some of those opportunities that maybe I didn't have as a freshman, you know, come in. That team was probably the most talented team that I was on in my 4 years here. We had Tom Schreiber, who's the best player in the world right now, Mike McDonald, Ryan Ambler, Kip Orban, Jake Scar. I mean, the team was loaded. So I just kind of had to work hard and wait my turn, and I eventually got my chances.
Was there something in you that changed, you know, that you know, you go from 0 points to 37 as a sophomore? I mean, was there something specifically that you improved, or is it just kind of a physical development, you know, and a little more opportunity as a sophomore?
Yeah, exactly that. I worked very hard in the summer, committed myself to the weight room, committed myself to conditioning. And then I got more opportunities, and I got to play with great guys, and I got put in great situations by my coaches, and it just kind of worked out. So I don't think it was anything in me that changed. I think it just kind of happened over time.
When you think about kind of what you went through as a freshman, does it make it even a little more remarkable what Michael Sowers has been able to do? And when did you, I mean, you knew about him as a recruit, obviously, coming in, but at what point did you say there's something special here?
Yeah, so obviously I know Mike. Mike's from outside of the Philadelphia area, close to me. But I guess the first moment was we have captain's practice right when we get back to school in the fall. And when we were scrimmaging, it was the first captain's practice. And the game was tied at the end of the captain's practice, and he scored the game-winning goal, and it was a phenomenal goal, and it was one of those things where you just kind of realize, like, he's the real deal. So I'd say from day one he stepped foot on this campus, you could tell that he was going to be a special player.
Look ahead to Friday in Yale, and you and Yale have played just some classic games throughout your career. You know, first, I mean, just on this Yale team, I'm sure you've done, you know, some study on them. You know, what is it that they're looking to do this weekend, and you know, maybe keys for you to focus on, or in a situation like this, you just kind of have to focus on yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get too caught up into the other team or what the other team's doing. We try to focus on ourselves as much as possible. Just play our game. We obviously know they're a great team, well coached. They got some great players. And it's going to be a dogfight. You know, every single game that I've played against them in my 4 years has been a one-goal game. And they've always been close. They've always been dogfights. So just kind of preparing for another classic on Friday.
TigerCast is a production of the Princeton University Athletic Department. You can subscribe to TigerCast on iTunes or catch new episodes every week by visiting goprincetontigers.com/TigerCast.